This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It is time for the Marketplace Quiz, and that is when we ask people in the spotlight to answer questions about work and money, to share stories about their careers, and the lessons they've learned along the way. Producer Haley Hirschman has this week's guest.
Hi, this is Jade Chang. I'm the author of The Wangs Versus the World. Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you...
Oh, you know, I think that is something that only people who were born with a lot of money and who are sure that they're going to also die with a lot of money, that's something that only those people think. Because I think that for anyone else in the world, yeah, money can buy you happiness. It's not that like one material item is going to buy you happiness. It's that, you know, when you go from making, let's say, like $35,000 a year to... like over $60,000 a year, the amount of relief and freedom, you know, that you get in that is, it looks a lot like happiness to me.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's all the little things of, okay, for example, today when I came to this radio station, you know, you pull into one of those office parking lots and you kind of hope the people are going to validate your parking. But let's say 10 years ago, if I had seen the prices, you know, it's like, what, $3.25 to park for 15 minutes? Mm-hmm. I probably would have tried really hard to find street parking just in case you didn't. And now I feel like, all right, if they don't validate, maybe I'll be out $15, but I can handle that.
I promise that we'll validate your parking.
I figured you would. But you know, I do think that those things make an enormous difference in your daily quality of life.
In a next life, what would your career be?
I'd say the practical answer is I'd love to be an illustrator. But if I could choose anything, if I could sing at all, like even a tiny bit, I would love to write and perform music. But honestly, if you could like come back as something different in your next life, I'd probably choose to be an otter. I mean, why not?
An otter?
Yeah, they're so resourceful and cute.
Right, so we have illustrator, singer, and otter.
Yes.
What is the hardest part about your job that nobody knows?
I think it would probably be the waiting. First of all, it takes forever to write a book. So you're waiting for yourself to finish it. Mm-hmm. And then you wait for agents to read your manuscript. Once you manage to sell the book, you wait for it to be published, which I sold this book in April of 2015, and it was published in October of 2016, which seemed like forever to me, but other people who have more experience in publishing were like, wow, that's barely any time to wait. So,
what do you do with yourself during all that
while waiting?
Yeah, how do you keep yourself occupied?
A lot of naps.
What is something everyone should own no matter the cost?
So I think everyone should own a pair of shoes that they feel very, very comfortable in. And I mean both emotionally and physically comfortable in. Because to me, freedom is kind of the most important thing that you can have. And, you know, you want to be able to walk through the world easily. And a pair of shoes helps.
What advice do you wish someone had given you before you started your career?
Honestly, the advice that would be the most helpful right now is... think of answers to questions like this beforehand. Like, the question of which writers have influenced your writing. Every time someone asks me that, I'm like, hold on. Let me think. You know, it's like when someone asks you your favorite color when you're an adult, you just kind of think, I don't know. There's all the colors serve different purposes, and I love them all.
Jade Chang's book, The Wangs Versus the World, is out now.